I'm working on my equanimity. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The study of philosophy or thinking about philosophy is intimate with the human experience. How we think about our world, how we respond to it or react to it turns out to be real important. I think we have a fundamental problem. We are sensate creatures. And we evolved in the face of a lot of threats. There has been great survival value for us and our ancestors to respond to threats so that we survive, so that we reproduce. Responding to this evolutionary pressure on us, we could easily develop into very irritable people, easily perturbed, easily irritated. As we analyze the world around us, being thinkers, being aware of different things around us, it is easy to get upset, to get irritated, to get angry. A friend of mine opined on this by telling me that people are like horses. We respond to the worst thing that ever happened to us, or the most recent. As citizens, we are responsible to be informed, because voting citizens need to be in touch with current reality so that the vote is well thought out, so that the vote is in keeping with our values and our wishes. We don't want to have our head in the sand. That expression in English refers to the behavior of an ostrich. I don't know if it's a real behavior or just a meme, but if one has one's head in the sand, one is willfully uninformed, willfully unaware. So we have an interesting problem these days. If we want to stay informed, we have to sample the news. We have to watch the news to find out what's going on. The trouble is, these days, the news is frequently very bad news. Often the news is very alarming. Often the news is contrary to our wishes. Now, on this channel, I stay far away from political themes. That is not the role of this channel. I produce content for comprehensible input. I'll leave it to others to discuss politics. It is, however, easy to say that often the news in the 21st century is bad news, and that has an effect on us. The way I came upon this topic for this video has just been explained. I try to stay informed. I watch the news. I try to not watch too much news, but when bad news seems to be piling up, I notice an effect on me. I find that I'm more irritable. I am more likely to react negatively to what people around me are doing, and that is unacceptable. So that's why I started this video with the statement, I'm working on my equanimity. So what is equanimity? Equanimity is calmness and composure, especially in the face of adversity. I think we can go one step further by pointing out that people can appear to be calm on the outside, but they can be boiling on the inside. I think true equanimity is an inside job. I'm not advocating that we all try to look calm in the face of terror. Rather, I'm advocating that we psychologically deal with these stimuli and try to develop true inner calmness, true composure, not just a facade. That, of course, is easier said than done. People have tried to accomplish this equanimity by a lot of different methods. In Buddhist tradition, meditation is used, mindfulness, meditation and acceptance, for instance. Stoic philosophers have counseled us to determine whether this perceived problem is something over which we have any control or not. If we have control and we don't like it, we can take steps to change it. If we have no control, then we have the challenge of accepting it and adapting to this problem. Related to this idea of equanimity in the face of adversity is a different concept. It comes to us from the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche coined the term amor fati. Now that is not German, that's Latin, and it literally means to love one's fate. Nietzsche counsels us that no matter what happens around us and to us, we should embrace it and love it. Now, on first blush, I thought that was crazy. Admittedly, it took me a long time to warm up to the ideas of Friedrich Nietzsche. I tried to read Nietzsche when I was much younger and was unable to embrace his ideas. So I put his books away. More recently, I find his thought more appealing. I look at his recommendation of amor fati as a training exercise for our brain to adapt to stress, anxiety, and adversity. I find that amor fati is very akin to the idea of acceptance. Really, a lot of the things happening in the news are things over which we have no control. And yet, it's very tempting, given the nature of the human mind, to get very anxious and upset about these things over which we have no control. So I look at amor fati as a mechanism to enforce an attitude of acceptance. After all, if you love something, you're not trying to get rid of it. The other mechanism I use to deal with the stress that comes from the news feeds that I sample, is the recognition that these news feeds are designed to get us excited. They use inflammatory terms. Sometimes they're hyperbolic. Often they represent a particular political slant. So as I look at news coming off the internet, I categorize it as something that may or may not be true, may or may not be useful, and I don't need to decide or react. I just make a quick mental note of it and try to move on. Today, I came down to this park to make a video. It's a habit that I have, and it supports the development of this channel. When I arrived, I assembled the camera and the microphone, but I couldn't get the microphone to pair to the camera successfully. The control panel told me that it was paired, but there were no bars showing that it was actually recording any sound. I calmly sat down at the table and repeatedly paired and unpaired the microphone and the camera. I couldn't fix it. I couldn't get it organized. It was very frustrating. I had come all the way down here with making a video as my primary goal, and it looked like the result was going to be complete and utter failure. I abandoned the plan to make that video and drove to the store to get a couple of things on the shopping list. Driving to the store, several things happened in traffic that created a sense of anger in me. Why did he do that? Pay attention. What's wrong with you? As I was pulling into the parking lot of the grocery store, an older couple was standing on the sidewalk, and I couldn't tell if they were going to cross the driveway or not. They gave no indication of what they were going to do. So I waited. I thought I waited fairly calmly, and they didn't move a muscle. I noticed that two cars had pulled up behind me, so now I am blocking traffic, responding to the unknown future behavior of this elderly couple. So I proceeded to turn into the driveway. At the moment I proceeded forward, they stepped into the driveway, and I had to stop to let them go. I thought to myself, what is wrong with you? I parked the car. I went into the grocery store, and several things in the grocery store were very irritating. The last one was the funniest one. I was in line. I had two items. I was behind someone who had a lot of things, and I thought I was being fairly calm, but I think inside I was seething. I was boiling inside. After a couple of minutes waiting in this line, I heard a voice behind me say something, and I turned around in kind of an irritable way, like, what are you saying? Why are you talking to me? Now, I didn't say anything aloud, but this was what was going on in my mind. What had happened is that one of the other clerks in this store had noticed the situation and had come to me offering that I go to a different checkout and pay for my two items and thus not have to wait. My reflex was to respond to his overture with irritation. And then I realized that that was complete nonsense. He was trying to help. There wasn't anything wrong with him. On the way home, I was able to sort all this out in my mind. On my way home, I created the idea of this video, this discussion. The world around us can make us very irritable, and there is great value for us to have access to true equanimity. The other thing at work, very much related to the fact that we are sensate creatures, is I was probably getting hungry. It was lunchtime, and I had not eaten in a long time. When I got home, I had changed my mindset. I had actually used Amor Fati as an exercise, and I went through all of these little irritations that I had encountered and embraced them mentally. I told myself that it was good that the old couple hesitated long enough to create a problem for me and give me an opportunity to be an adult, to be calm. It didn't take me very long to go through all these miniature irritations and resolve them with Amor Fati. I collected my thoughts at home. I had lunch and found a microphone that I could easily pair to the camera. I tested the pairing and it worked perfectly. I came to this location and discovered that there were fewer people around and less noise. I will continue in the future occasionally watching the news. I try to limit the dosing of that information. I need to be an informed citizen, but I don't need to torture myself psychologically with too much exposure to the news. I realize that I am not going to be happy with a lot of the reporting of the news these days. Therefore, I will work on my equanimity. I will try to be calm and even tempered in spite of these various irritations. I have read the works of Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius. It may be time to reread some of those great Stoic philosophers. It might be time to take out my copy of Meditations and read a little bit from time to time. Additionally, one of my tools to deal with this problem of irritability is awareness, insight. I can be aware of this potential of becoming irritable, and that insight is just another tool to help prevent one from being overcome by anxiety and anger. When it comes to bad news that I get from the internet, since I can't change that, what is more important for me is how I modulate my response to it. I can't change the outside world, but I can change my attitude and I can change my behavior. As I put this together today, this was not intended to be prescriptive. This is just an interesting topic. It's a problem that people around the world encounter. It's food for thought. For our purposes, it allows comprehensible input that is interesting to a lot of people, and that which contains a lot of great vocabulary, a lot of interesting expressions. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.